Horicon Republican Jeff Fitzgerald was the GOP's minority leader last legislative session. After just 2 years in that job, he's now poised to become Speaker with a 60-38 majority to drive the Republican agenda. It's an unheard-of shift in power in just a single election. But on the day after the massive Republican wave, Fitzgerald was low-key on what it all meant.
I don't think this was a huge mandate for the Republican Party last night. I think it was a mandate for, the voters saying, hey, we're frustrated and we want, some things done. We're just worried with where we're heading.
The new majority is roughly the same size as the one Republicans lost over the course of the 2006 and 2008 elections. Those contests left Democrats in precisely the same situation Republicans find themselves in now. They controlled the full legislature and the governor's office and had a huge budget deficit waiting for them. Fitzgerald says it gave Republicans a chance to learn from their mistakes.
I think voters are angry about the same things back in 06, 08, and now in 2010 here. So I think we got the message loud and clear now, and I think people are ready for us to make some tough choices, obviously, this session. But, in the long run, I think that's what they expect of us.
Fitzgerald will likely run the legislature with his brother. Juneau Republican Scott Fitzgerald was poised to be the next Senate Majority Leader after Republicans flipped four seats in the state Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.